Filling out the census might seem like a simple enough thing to do, but reaching everyone is actually really difficult. Some people are reluctant to answer because they live in an illegal apartment or because someone in the home is in the country illegally. Others don't fill it out for their seasonal home, which they're supposed to do. And some people just aren't going to troubleshoot if there's a problem.
I haven't received nothing because I'd be more than happy to fill out a census.
That's Frances Curley. She's sitting on her porch in the south end of New Bedford, watching workers replace a piece of sidewalk. She knows the census translates into government funding.
I have children, grandchildren, that go to school. And I think all the money should go towards education and, you know, providing something for these children besides hanging out in the street all day. You know, if they have more recreation, we'll have less crime.
She hasn't seen a census worker on her street yet, but just around the corner on the same afternoon, the Immigrants Assistance Center is hosting an event to help people fill out the census. Population numbers from the census determine how many seats we get in Congress and are used to draw legislative districts. But local leaders are emphasizing the money part, the tax dollars allocated by population. Speaking at the event, Secretary of the Commonwealth William Galvin says he has an answer when someone questions why non-citizens should be counted.
And I said, let me ask you a question. Do you think they're really here? Oh yeah, they're here, he told me. I said, well, do you think they're in your schools in your town? Oh, yeah, they're in our schools. Do you think they're on the buses? Yeah, they're on the buses. I said, well, do you think that your town should pay for them, or do you think we should get our fair share? Well, that was a showstopper. He couldn't come up with the right answer.
The center is working with the ethnic media and ethnic churches to encourage more people to respond. Caseworkers set up outside after Mass to help people fill out the forms. Director Helena De Silva Hughes assures everyone she meets that, no, the citizenship question is not on the census, and every answer is confidential.
That information is not shared by anyone. If they do, they can actually go to prison. And so that is very, very important for people to understand.
Finding those hard-to-count households isn't just a city problem. Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket have the lowest census response rates in Massachusetts. They're at about 30%, and Cape Cod is low too, at 50%. Jeff Baylor, regional director at the U.S. Census Bureau, says it's important for seasonal homeowners to fill out a census form for each address.
You just put that zero people usually live or stay here, because part of what the census does is an enumeration of people, but also enumeration of housing units, because this data is used by realtors and planning agencies, local towns and communities.
On Martha's Vineyard, Keith Chattanover is heading up a committee working to raise the low response rate.
You saw in the data that the vineyard very quickly fell behind. It was pretty much from the onset.
A big issue on the vineyard is the P.O. Box system. Because nearly everyone needs a P.O. Box to get Postal Service mail, Chattanover says the Census Bureau didn't send them the mailing that went to most Americans with a code unique to their physical address.
Their justification for not sending them to P.O. boxes was, listen, the P.O. box and your residential address are not linked, and therefore sending that code would not be prudent.
He wants people to know you don't actually need that code to fill out the census, even online. It takes about 10 minutes at the website my2020census.gov. And there are just a few days left to get it done. For CAI, I'm Jeanette Barnes.